Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
So what happened when you were a small little kid in Romania,
so
babe?
So basically, it reminds me of how I actually, as a little girl, used to be so scared of storms. When I was around like four, five, six, I was living with my grandparents most of the time in the countryside. So in the summer in Romania, we have like full climate, like all four seasons. And it's kind of not so much anymore in New York, but it used to be the same as here, where you have like a cold winter, a true spring, a true fall, a very hot summer. You know, like right now it's very hot in Romania. So because of that, usually you have very hot days and then you kind of have to like, I don't know, the climate has to balance that out. So then you would have very intense storms sometimes. And they would always be at night, but they would start around like 6, 7 p.m. So you're still outside. It's still light out, but it's like this kind of like dark, cloudy, like gray light. And then it starts to be windy. And I used to be so scared in that moment. I'd be like, oh my God, no. Like I would start crying. And my grandma would start like rushing around. Like sometimes it would just be my grandma and I there. And then sometimes my grandpa would be there too. But if it's just my grandma and I, then she would have to like grab everything like that's out in the yard, like put it inside so it doesn't get wet or it doesn't get like blown around by the wind.
Yeah.
And all these things. So she's running around. I'm looking like I want her to stay with me and comfort me, protect me. And she usually tells me like, okay, like go to the kitchen and like get this and get that. And I'm like, oh my God.
What are you thinking is happening?
I was just scared. It was like, it's something big coming, you know, and like we have to prepare. And it's scary when it's like raining, especially because we're in the country.
Yeah.
So we're in the countryside, like we're not in the city. So it's like sometimes like electricity and power cuts off like really easily because there's all these trees.
Yeah.
And like one time there was a storm that was so bad that there was like this pine tree that was behind the house that like snapped off and fell. Instead of falling, good thing it didn't fall on our house. It fell on the other side on the main road.
Damn.
Yeah. So the storms get really bad and you just don't know like how bad it's going to be.
I hate storms, honestly.
And it's always when it's dark. And another thing on top of that too is back then, for some reason, I don't know what this animal is called, but in Romanian it's called dihor.
Dihor.
And it's like this small, like kind of like, imagine like a big rat. But like
ew.
I think it's what it looks like. I don't know.
Like
but
a
it was,
big rat. Like how big are you talking?
Actually,
like a cat?
I don't know if it looks. I don't think it looks like a rat. I don't think it looks like a rat. But it's like this small animal. And there used to be a bunch of them that somehow like made like a home inside of the walls of the house.
Ooh, like raccoons? Like raccoon them. Is my least favorite animal in the world.
This animal doesn't like fart or anything. Or like, do raccoons actually fart? Well, basically, there was a specific storm. I had just taken a shower. So I was wearing like a bathrobe and a towel on my head. My grandpa went to like visit some neighbor somewhere like in the village, mm-hmm. the village in the town.
Is that the one neighbor that does the wood things?
I don't know. Might have been. No.
Yo,
it was
they
a
have
different
this,
neighbor.
They have this one neighbor that everything in his house he built with his own two hands.
Well,
no assistant. Just like it's crazy.
Also, everything that's in that house is built by him too.
This is
our house.
We're talking about one man.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he like had help too.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he made like everything.
I was trying to
still,
hype him up a little bit.
Yeah. but yeah, so my grandpa went somewhere like up the hill and he was just gone. Like, he wasn't here, but he was planning on coming back, like, in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just showered. And while I was, like, in the shower, I think, I don't know if I showered by myself or what, or how long it had been. But basically, I was still in a bathrobe and I still had my hair in, like, a towel.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you can tell from the outside, like, there's wind, like, you can just hear
it. Which shower did you? Is it the one?
Downstairs. There's only one shower.
No, there's two. There's one, like, behind the kitchen in the back.
That's not a shower.
Oh, wait. There was only one shower?
Yeah.
Oh, there's two bathrooms. Sorry.
There's two bathrooms. Yeah. And at that time, the bathroom outside didn't even exist.
Oh.
That's, like, a recent.
Yo, this house is amazing.
Yeah. But, so, the I was, like, in the house. I showered, whatever. It's maybe, like, 7 or 8 p.m. It's starting to get dark out, and you can hear the wind. Because I remember when I came out of the shower, I think, I'm like, do you shower by yourself when you're that young?
What age were you?
Like, 5?
No.
No, right?
I didn't start showering by myself until I was, like, I actually don't remember. I have no idea.
Well, either way, yeah. My grandma leaves. She's like, I have to go outside. It's the classic. I have to go outside because I need to, like, bring the chaise longue and the all these other things.
But every time she goes out, she tells you.
Yeah, she tells me. But then, of course, because she's like, there's going to be a storm, blah, blah, blah. You can hear the thunder hella loud. Right? At this time, it's like it's almost dark, but I can still kind of see outside. I see it's windy.
And something
like,
about like storms in the countryside is more scary than the city, because when you're in the city, everybody's dealing with the same shit.
And also,
at the same
you're
time.
Like in a big ass building, like in an apartment.
Yeah, so, I get it. But in the countryside, it's like the lightning can just hit your house.
And it's just like there's like floods there and like different shit like that. And I don't know, it's just. But on top of the storm,
mm-hmm.
This is back when we had those animals living in the freaking, like, house. Like, I want you to understand, it's, like, in the walls. So, like, the walls, like, they're like, hollow in certain areas. And then also, we have two floors.
God, that's so scary. Wait, so could you hear them, like?
Yes. They were known, like, you could hear them. Like, they would live in the house with us.
What?
For years, I grew up with them being in that house.
What?
Where they would be, like, because there's two floors of the house, and there would be like I don't even know what it looks like or why it exists, but there would be like a middle level, kind of like a sandwich, mm-hmm. that was just hollow.
Okay.
And that's where they would just like run around. And it kind of sounds like now that you've been at the house and there's dogs, you know how sometimes when the dog is upstairs,
yeah.
because it's wood on the ground, but they have like their nails,
yeah.
you can just like hear them on the wood.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It would be like that. But all the time.
How many of them were there?
I have no idea. Because also they were there for years. My grandma,
years?
I'm telling you. My grandma could not get them out. And sometimes like they would leave and we would think that they were gone and then they would come back.
That was their house.
Yeah. And then of course,
ooh,
at,
that's
during
so
the
nasty
storm,
to think about. Like,
yeah,
who?
It would smell like shit. Because they would like poop. You'd be crazy. Yo.
Did you ever see them? Like,
no, I've never seen them. But I knew that if you sleep upstairs, they're like in the walls next to you.
So the room that I sleep in, the little triangle room.
That's exactly where like they would be. There was a time when they had to remove those wooden benches
uh-huh.
to like open the inside and put like traps and like a bunch of shit in there. And I mean, they haven't been there in like years, but there was like a good couple years. I'm telling you, it's years that they were just.
But now they're not there anymore, right?
No, they're not there anymore. But no. it was a thing that I remember as like as a kid, that was something that the house came with.
Oh, so were you never scared?
I was.
Like all the time then,
yeah.
Every day.
I mean, you wouldn't hear them like constantly all the time. And you're also, when you're there, you're mostly outside. It's only when you go inside.
But what if you're like chilling, watching TV and you know that? What if like they came into the living room?
No,
and, like,
that's the thing. Like they would not ever come inside.
They knew their rules. They knew like.
I don't know, but I've never seen one. Even though there was many times where you just would hear that shit, and sometimes they would like bang on the like they would use like a long, what do you call?
I wonder
it?
How
like
big
a,
they are.
Like a broom, and then they would like go like this. So they
I
would,
have
like,
to
go
Google
away.
And see what type of animal this is.
We can put it on screen for the video.
Oh my!
I'm sure there's a name for this animal in English. I just don't know what it is.
So the house, basically, just so for you guys to understand, the whole house is out of wood, basically.
I know there's also concrete. There's bricks too, but it's just like the floors are made out of wood. There's a lot of wood.
Yeah, it's a big house. Yeah, it's a beautiful house. Like I don't want you to don't get it confused.
I
you
mean,
know?
I want to say it's like a big.
No,
house.
I think
when people think it's a big house, like in the U.S., big houses are like huge.
I think that was a pretty big house.
I don't think it's a big house.
No? Well, it's a beautiful house.
It is a beautiful house.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know. So
you never saw them. You never seen one run around.
But the reason why I brought this up is because during that specific storm, when my grandpa was gone, I had the towel on my head.
Mm-hmm. He was supposed to come back in the evening.
And then my grandma was outside. Then the one time, she never gets to fight these dihor. She never gets to because they're always inside those walls, right? For some reason, one of them gets out and is climbing on this thing that holds the grapes. We have grapevines that are on the front of the house.
Okay.
So there's these wood arms that kind of are like this.
Yeah.
On the outside of the house, kind of at the roof level, right? So there's all these grapevines on them and stuff. Grapes are growing on that shit. And then that's where one of the animals somehow, I don't know where they were trying to figure out how are they getting in so that they could at least block the entrance so they would either not be able to get out and die or they would get out and then not be able to get back in. So we didn't know exactly I think they figured it out at some point, but they.
I need to ask them that shit.
Yeah, I need to ask. I need to check in on that this year when I go, because I'm where did they go? You know, because they were such a big part of the house. They were just always there. Just tickety, tickety.
Yo, that's crazy. Okay, so what happened, right? So she's fighting the little animal.
So now the animal's outside, but it's starting to be a storm. So I'm just hearing my grandma saying shit to this animal, right? And she has a broom or something.
And you knew that's what it was.
Poking it. Yeah. Because I tried to go outside and I was crying because I was inside the house scared. My grandma and my grandpa were so important to me. So I wanted them to be safe. I didn't want them to be in danger. And the storm was danger. So I was Boonie, come back inside.
Oh, little kid.
You know, and then grandma would yell at me and she would say, get back inside. And by that point, I think it was already kind of raining.
How old are you?
I think I'm 5.
5, 6.
4, 5.
Damn. Okay.
I think I'm 5.
Okay.
That sounds like a solid age.
Okay.
And...
she's fighting the animal with the broom.
But I saw her when I opened the door. I have such a clear picture in my mind that she was using a broom to try to hit the animal above, you know, and she told me to go back inside. So I go back inside. I'm crying. I'm so scared. Because I was just thinking, I don't want something to happen to her, you know, being outside by herself. My grandma's my everything, you know. And then I'm starting to remember that Boniku, my grandpa, is not home. He's somewhere. Is he coming? Who knows? Then my grandma finally comes back inside. She's all drenched and wet because it started raining by the time she was there. And everything's so dramatic to me. And I'm like a child, you know? So right. I'm just so scared of everything happening. And then I'm crying and she's telling me to stop crying and everything's fine. And then I start asking, what about Boniku? Where is he? And then she said something he's coming or whatever. And I don't know exactly what happened in between this moment and the next part, but it was at one point that I saw somebody or I heard someone outside or saw someone because I don't think it was fully dark yet. It was kind of like you could still see a little bit outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw my grandpa come through. Oh, he was trying to undo the so at this point it's pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably ran home in the rain. And he was trying to open the front gate.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I saw him because I saw you could see from the living room, the front gate.
Yeah,
and I was
oh,
Boniku, he's here. And he starts running across the yard. And
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.